Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by womenaboutbiz.net, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach and founder of Women About Biz, broadcasting to you live this Monday, October 26, 2020, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas, guess what, a success. Happy, happy Monday to you ladies. I trust that you all had just a fantastic weekend, spending time with yourself, your family, and also looking at things that you could do to bring joy into your life. Now, as a reminder, if you haven't had the time to review your calendar and ensure that all activities and tasks scheduled are supporting your goals for this week, please do so immediately following the show. This is going to help you to stay focused and keep clear on your priorities. Now, our theme all this month is strategize your business, and for the last 3 weeks, I have been sharing information with you that is going to help you to better plan for 2021 and also for the rest of this year. So I'm so excited. Have your pen and notepad ready because I'm going to be sharing a lot of information with you today, and I'm very happy to see that the board, believe it or not, in less than 1 minute has already filled up. So if you would like to invite your friends or guests to listen to the show and come into a space of positivity, then please have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, if you have a pen in hand, take this down. 347-637-2589. You can text at least one person, at least one other woman, businesswoman, who you want to bless her life by bringing her into a positive atmosphere where she can get information that is going to empower her and help her to start or grow her business. Well, I've got a lot on the agenda today that I want to be sharing with you guys, and always, as usual, I'm giving you some Facebook updates, because most of us are on Facebook and we use it on a daily basis throughout the day. So I have been really keeping up with all of the changes and the different things going on with Facebook. And so I'll be sharing with you some of the 2020 and 2021 changes that are going on with Facebook, you know, with Facebook, and how you can stay up to date and make sure that you are not only using the system right, but that you have the right mindset about social media altogether, which is such a huge part of our business world. The yellow pages are no longer even in existence in many places. And as a matter of fact, I saw a yellow page book maybe about a year ago. And you guys remember how thick the yellow page books used to be. And the yellow pages now is just like this thin little magazine type book. It's not very big at all. And so, again, everything really has transferred online. I think one of the things that when the internet first started out, one of the things that experts and professors and teachers of technology really wanted to happen back then, which was to get us all into a more virtual world, I think it's actually taken about 20 years for that to happen. And so now we've been pushed into virtuality even more with the pandemic and everything going on with the coronavirus. And so as a result, more and more people are being forced to use the internet, whether it's school with their children, whether it's for work, for church. The virtual world is here, and even after the pandemic leaves, if it does, it's not going to leave anytime soon. Experts are saying that the pandemic is, and the quarantine part of it is probably going to go on into 2023, and some shape or form, we will still be wearing masks for a while when we are out and in public and around other people. And so keep that in mind. So instead of allowing you to get you frustrated, get in the know and understand how you can take advantage of virtuality, how you can take advantage of online. So again, virtuality is here to stay. And what the experts really wanted to happen back in 1999 and 2000, when the internet was coming into its glory days, right? It's actually happening 20 years later. And so here we are. Here we are communicating with each other online. And so as business women, we have to learn not only how to take advantage of that, but how to become queens of navigating the internet and also communicating and developing relationships online. Now, that's not to say that offline is still not important, because it is still very, very important. But what I am learning is that online can help do so many things. It can introduce you to people around the nation that you otherwise would not have known. And it helps you to connect with so many people who might be interested in what you offer for your services or products. And so things are changing, and we must change with it. And I remember doing a show on the topic of change. And we even had a year that was our theme, was change, the power of change. And I realize now more than ever, as far as success is concerned, that you really do to make sure that you have your mindset together on change. You don't wait long to make changes in your business. Don't wait long to make changes in your life. We got a lot of stuff I want to talk about, but first I want to just let everybody know who registered for strategy, the strategic planning and workflow. Hey, so sorry, guys, we had technical difficulties going on with Zoom, have been like for the last couple of weeks. And so we are going to pre-record the strategy webinar that we were going to do, and then we'll get links out to all of those individuals that registered for that so that you still get that information. Remember, we are dedicated to making sure that you are informed and that you have the tools and resources to help you to grow your business. So we haven't forgot about you, and that information is coming to you this week. Also, I'll be talking to you later about Lifestyle for Her. As many of you know, Lifestyle for Her is our sister website, and if any of you want to go and take a look, it actually is incredible that so many women are really calling us about Lifestyle for Her. It's Lifestyle for, F-O-R, Lifestyle for Her. .net. That is the website address, but I'll be talking to you a little bit later about Lifestyle for Her. We've got something extraordinary coming back out on November 1st. We've opened up the membership and the ambassador opportunities at Lifestyle for Her. Again, it's the sister site to Women About Biz. So very excited about this, because this is really going to change a lot of people's lives. And then we have a lot of things going on. A lot of people are calling about the book of the month, and I'm so very, very excited about that. As a matter of fact, I had the book of the month on my desk. There it is. It is The Motivation Manifesto by Brendon Burchard. It's an excellent book, 9 Declarations to Claim Your Personal Power. So I'll be reading an excerpt to you from this book a little bit later. Last week, we read the excerpt from chapter 2 on fear and what he thought about fear. And so this week, we're going to talk a little bit about motivation, and I'm going to read to you from chapter 3 on motivation. And again, if you have not added this book to your success library, now, you do have a success library, right? Yeah, come on, guys. You need to start a success library. You know what I found? Now, I do like Kindle and having my iPad, and it's very convenient when I am traveling that I can go in and I can read a book. But it's just something about the hard copy books that I absolutely love. And some books I just have to have the hard copy of. And this is one of them that I really love reading the hard copy. And so, again, Booking Your Success Library. And remember, it's important for you to consider reading one book a month, right? Keep in mind that at least the people who are authors of these books have at least 10 years of experience. Most of them do. 10 years of experience. So that's a lot of wisdom, right? And so if you read one book per month, just consider that you're tapping into 10 years of wisdom per book of individuals who are sharing the good information. Now, over the course of a year, that is 120 years of wisdom that you have tapped into. Now, the power in that comes if you decide to implement what you have read and determine which portions of those books is for you that you can implement that. That is when you begin to really understand the power of reading and how it can impact and literally change your life overnight. And so, again, that is the Motivation Manifesto. We're going to be reading that book to you. And all this month, of course, we have been talking about strategize your business. We've been talking about that, and we've been giving some really good information. If this is your first time listening to this series this month, then make sure you go over to womenaboutbiz.net, click on podcast so that you can listen to previous broadcasts of the show for this month, and that will catch you up so that you can take some good notes and you can start implementing what you hear, right? If you have an iPhone, you can also pull up the Apple Podcast, and then you can search for Successful Woman Radio three separate words and mark that as your favorite. That way you get notifications on your phone. If you have an Android, you can pull up Stitcher, S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R, and you can also download that, mark Successful Woman Radio as your favorite, and then you will have it there at your fingertips as well. Those are two other convenient ways outside of the Women About Biz website. Don't forget, womenaboutbiz.net is a mobile platform, so it should show really well on your mobile phone or your smart device, and so therefore it makes it easy for you to pull up Women About Biz on your phone, click on podcast, and listen to previous broadcasts from there as well. So excited that you guys are all here with me today. It's 12 minutes after the hour. This is Trina Newby, and I am your business success coach, and so very, very excited that you are here with me today. Again, if you haven't already, come on, guys, text at least one other businesswoman and say, listen, girl, you've got to get on Successful Woman Radio. Trina is talking about strategize your marketing. And the phone number, for those of you with a pen in hand to the show, straight dial in, is 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. As we're fastly approaching 15 minutes after the hour, let us just go ahead and look at the five questions of focus and action. Now, these questions I repeat every Monday. However, I try my best to give you some different aspect. I choose one of the questions and give you some different aspect of that question, things that you need to think about that question, right, and how you're going to answer that question. So let us get started with number one in the five questions of focus and action. Have I prepared my mindset for greatness? Now, what we're talking about here in preparing your mindset for greatness, we're talking about you planting seeds and sowing seeds into your own life. Ask yourself the question, do I actually get up every morning and after I pray and possibly meditate and thank God for the day and allowing me to wake up, do I actually then put myself in line to sow seeds of blessings into my own life by working on my personal development, some skill that I know that I need to improve, like time management or some other skill that I know is important to me and my business? Do I say repeat creative affirmations to myself that I have actually customized for me? Do I do that? Do I sow those seeds into my mindset for myself? You see, what I have learned is self-empowerment is probably, outside of God, the greatest of all empowerment. Why? It's because it allows you to become self-directed. It allows you to become self-motivated. It allows you to develop a level of belief in yourself, right? You guys know I'm getting ready to go there, right? It allows you to develop unshakable faith, that level of belief so deeply rooted that it compels you to take swift and immediate action on all that you dream of, on all that you desire, on what you want to accomplish in your life. So preparing your mindset for greatness, ladies, is very, very important. And getting in the habit of asking yourself this very important question as often as you need to is vital for your success. Here's number two. What are my goals and priorities for the week? Well, based on your business, that's going to be customized because depending on the industry that you're in, the type of business, whether it's a service or product-based businesses, or whether it's a product-based business, you are going to have different things that you consider priority. However, a commonality that all businesses share, big or small, is that there are three things that you cannot overlook when it comes to being the CEO and looking at priorities for the week, and that is marketing, making sure that your marketing system is doing what it's supposed to do, the number of leads being generated, right? That means that every single week you should have somebody inquiring about your services or your products. You should have some sales going on or some opportunities to close sales. And then the third thing that you should make sure that is a priority is that pay attention to sales. If you set sales goals, then it helps you to really measure and gauge where you are with your sales. Here's number three. Am I clear on my role and responsibility as the CEO? Now, big or small, even if it's you are still the CEO of your business. You birthed your business, and you are responsible to ensure that your business has what it needs to grow, to thrive. Because in the long run, when it can do that, it's going to come back around and bless you financially, which then allows you to accomplish many of your personal goals as well, right? And so that's so very, very key. And I want to encourage you that if you have not, write your position description as the CEO so that you're clear on what you should be doing every day in your business. Here's number four. What task will I be delegating to others and following through on? Ooh, that's a big one. That is a really, really big one. And this is where I want to slow it down and choose this particular question to talk about just a little bit today, right? Here's the thing. I am convinced more than ever that in order to take your business from one level to the next, and especially for those of you that are really ready to go to the six-figure level or you want to push it to the six-figure level, delegating is a power that you must learn how to properly use. Because when you can put together a power team of individuals that have expertise in various areas, such as web design, such as graphic creation, such as writing articles, such as social media, such as putting together and planning events, when you can put a power team of individuals together that are going to become your support structure, it is going to shorten your learning curve and push your business to grow faster without stressing or overwhelming you a lot, right? And so delegation is key, but before you can delegate, what you have to do is you really have to block some time on your calendar. And sometimes it's going to take more than an hour or two. Sometimes you may have to block time on your calendar and take some time off from your regular business routine and take a couple of days and really just kind of write out in your quiet space, what is it that I do? And those things that you do, which of those items are recurringly or repeat items that you can actually write good instructions for and delegate to someone else to do? So delegation is very, very powerful. But the one thing that I want you to remember is that it's a difference between delegating and abdication. And I think that we as businesswomen have to be very aware of what abdication is, because to abdicate means to turn over, to abandon, to give away. That's what it means. And so we never want to abandon, turn over, or give away anything that already belongs to us, because it's like giving up your power, right? Absolutely. So you don't want to do that. You don't want to abdicate a task or a project to someone and then wait on them to call you because you've abandoned it and it just felt so good to give it to someone else that you just dropped it all together, because that's not the purpose. As long as you are the owner, the creator, the CEO of your business, you will always have to follow up and follow through and be part of the process of delegation. So delegation does not mean abdication. It doesn't mean that you abandon, turn over, or leave it for someone else to tend to and make those decisions for you. You have to be a part of the process. And I can't tell you how many people that are currently my clients are not getting that one simple fact. I have people telling me all the time, well, Trina, I assigned my website to this person, and it's been a month since I've heard from them, and I haven't heard anything. I don't know why they aren't reaching back out to me. Okay, did you set up a follow-up and accountability system for the task, for the project? Did you give them deadlines of when you needed the website? And did you give them follow-up appointments when you needed to talk with them and see drafts, right, of the actual product itself or the service itself? So if you didn't do all of that, what happened was you left it up to them to make decisions, and so then that caused them to procrastinate and put you on the back burner, and you can't allow that. So following up and following through as the CEO, as the owner of your company, is a part of the process. It's a part of being a business owner. So never forget that, and never, ever, ever abdicate any project, any task, or any part of your business to someone else. Always maintain that power and that control, because in actuality, abdicating to other people a task or a project and then not paying attention to it, you just really have given up your power. When you give up your power, it depletes you, it zaps your energy, and now look at what you're having to do. You're having to then go to that person as though they're the owner to ask them about your business project, or your business task. So that can never happen. That can never happen. You must set clear instructions and guidelines, including a deadline for when the project or task is due, also including phone calls and accountability calls to make sure that the person is on track and that you're on the same page, right? This is so very, very important. And then last but not least, number five in the five questions of focus and action is, am I clear on my business finances? Again, am I clear on my business finances? Now, ladies, we are talking about three areas. Bookkeeping. Do you have a bookkeeping system in place? No matter how much money you're bringing in, you still need a bookkeeping system. Are you clear on your accounts payables? When you list your chart of accounts and all of the people that you pay money out to, it's more than just listing all of the money going out of your business. It is going to help you to actually keep money in your business by identifying the accounts, the subscriptions, the payments that in actuality you can hold off on or that you can eliminate altogether. I can't tell you how many people I talk to and they share with me that they allowed a subscription to go on for 2 and 3 years because it was so little, like $5, $10. They didn't pay attention to it. But over time, that money adds up, right? So this is not to say you should go out and cancel all your subscriptions. That's not what I'm saying at all. But what I am saying is that if you're in a money pinch or crunch or you're needing to push money to something else, sometimes you do have to go and take a look at your accounts payable and look at what you want to suspend or eliminate so that you can divert those funds to another project, right? Very important. And then, of course, the cash flow analysis. You know, it is my desire that all of you as businesswomen become queens of cash flow, right? A cash flow is just an Excel spreadsheet or a Google sheet, and it at the top has your sales intake and all of the things that you're making money from and coming the cash coming into your business. And then below that is an expenses area with all of your chart of accounts listed of the things that you're paying money out on. You can use a cash flow analysis in three ways. It can be a real-time cash flow analysis that serves as your temporary bookkeeping system until you decide what system you're going to use, such as QuickBooks, such as Xero, such as some of the other softwares that are out there. Or it can be a projected cash flow to help you determine and make decisions about future projects or services and products that you want to introduce into your menu of services or products, right? And so the cash flow analysis, the one thing that I like about it and the one thing that I have always learned is that the numbers will never, ever lie to you. As a matter of fact, I'm going to put this out here. Maybe this will give you all a aha moment this morning, something very powerful, and that is, you can, with the cash flow, determine how you're going to become a millionaire. Let me repeat that. If you learn to become a queen of the cash flow and learn how to master it and how to interpret and read it correctly, because the numbers will never lie to you, you can use a projected cash flow to determine how you're going to become a millionaire. Now, that's pretty powerful, right? Well, I've used that as a blueprint to help me make multiple six figures income now for quite a while, and I am letting you know that, sisters, it works, it works, it works, it works. I am the queen of cash flow, and I'm so happy that I am. And what I want to encourage all of you to do, because you guys, you know that as a businesswoman, everybody gets a free power talk. Everybody gets a free power talk a year. But because you are listeners on Successful Woman Radio, I always like to gift you special little things. So I would like to gift you a power talk just to discuss the cash flow and to help you understand how it can become your blueprint financially to your success by understanding the numbers and what it is that you need, right? And so, again, I want to encourage you. Now, you have just 24 hours to schedule your power talk and claim your power talk on the cash flow, right? And so what I want you to do is I want you to go to womenaboutbiz.net. You go to womenaboutbiz.net, and once you get there, you are then going to be on the front page and just scroll down a little bit below me saying welcome on the front page, and there will be the free coaching session just for you, and all you have to do is click on the words in red that say click here to schedule now, and you will be able to schedule your power talk. And if you haven't had a power talk for the year, I want to remind you guys that as of December 1st, I will not be doing power talks for the rest of this year, and you're going to really miss out. You're going to really miss out. And for those of you who are procrastinating on this or thinking, oh, that sounds really good, but you're not really taking action, I do want to remind you, please stop trying to be perfect and thinking in your mind that I really need to get my business together first before I share it with her, before I share it. No, the whole purpose of talking with a business coach, the whole purpose of talking with me, your business coach, is to come with the issues that you're dealing with, whether it's a challenge or whether it's something that you want to know so that I can help you. Very, very important for you to do that. So go ahead and get that power talk scheduled. Again, go to womenaboutbiz.net, scroll down midway on the page, and you will see it's like a picture of a woman jumping in joy in the water, and then you will see the link there that says click here to schedule, and you will be able to schedule your power talk. And again, for those of you who are listening that really have had a power talk already, but I'm giving you a bonus to do a special power talk just to talk about the cash flow and how it can help you in your business, you need to get that scheduled within 24 hours. So that means tomorrow at around 12:30 or so, I'll give you to 1 o'clock, that cash flow power talk needs to be scheduled. Again, go to womenaboutbiz.net, scroll down halfway on the screen. You'll see the woman jumping in the water, free coaching session just for you. It will say click on the link to schedule now. It is 12:30 after the hour. And for those of you that have just tuned in, I want to welcome you to the Successful Woman Radio Show. If you're new, I want to share with you what the show is all about. Okay, we are all about providing you, the businesswoman, with a positive environment where you can be motivated, encouraged, and inspired to create a successful life, generating the income that you desire. That's what we are all about. Please mark your calendar and set a notification for it to remind you to tune in every single Monday, whether it's a holiday or not. I've come on Christmas morning. I've come on Thanksgiving morning. I've come on Labor Day. I've come on Easter morning. You know what? You guys, need to tune in every Monday at 12 p.m. I did all kinds of specials. And so holidays don't bother me. My thing is getting the information out to the people, to you, the business women, to empower you with information that you can put to use. Very, very important. I want to share something that a lot of you don't know. I have been getting inquiries from many of the Successful Woman Radio listeners about one-on-one business coaching. And so I just want to let you guys know is that, yes, we do have a business coaching package, but it's by invitation only. And so I want to give you those of you who are listening and you're interested in it, I want to give you the web address for it. It's called the Boss Up Coaching Package, and it is womenaboutbiz.net. This is a little bit long, but bear with me and you'll get it. Womenaboutbiz.net, Boss, B-O-S-S, dash up, dash coaching, dash package. So there's a dash in between Boss Up Coaching Package. There's a dash in between every word. Boss-up-coaching-package. So in front of that, you put womenaboutbiz.net/boss-up-coaching-package. You will be able to go to that particular page and you will be able to learn all about our Boss Up Coaching Package and how you can get one-on-one coaching with me. If you've never had coaching with me before, I advise you to go ahead and get that power talk scheduled as soon as possible. I am so excited that you guys are here with me today. I'm going to go right ahead into the Motivation Manifesto, 9 Declarations to Claim Your Personal Power by Brendon Burchard. Again, if you have not got this book and entered it into your success library, please make sure you do. The author starts off in chapter 3 on the topic of motivation. He says, the dominant motives of humankind involve either freedom or fear. There are no other pathways in our psychology. One demands engagement with our true self and ambitions and inevitably leads to independence, growth, happiness, and transcendence. The other, he's talking about fear again, the other causes us to skirt around challenges, avoiding struggle as much as possible, despite struggle often being the very thing required for growth. This path leads to weakness, conformity, and frequently regret. Through the pursuit of personal freedom, we discover our destiny through fear. We look at our demise. Our reasons for tapping into these motives are often called our motivation. We can feel motivated to move forward or to halt, to grow or to shrink, to settle or to chase greatness. The actions we take in life are often based on whether our internal logic and impulses lean towards fear or freedom. If we lack compelling reasons to take action, or if our impulses are fearful or protective, then we tend to stay put. But if we have a strong list of reasons to move forward and we've conditioned our impulses to support freedom, we are more likely to consistently advance our lives. With freedom on the line, we would expect that most of us would understand how motivation works in our lives, but many remain clueless, reacting to each day of life without reason or power. Thus, they are not free. They are slaves to impulse. And that is why we have so many people trapped in aimlessness, apathy, and fear. Motivation remains a mystery to the masses. Yet the first virtue of the great among us is a remarkable level of sustained motivation. Success and fulfillment in life, ladies, rests on the unflagging ability to get up, to be ourselves, to chase our dreams with fire each day, to keep willing ourselves to the next level of presence and performance and potential. More broadly, our entire human value system rests on motivation. None of the great human values that keep us and society in check, kindness, love, honesty, fairness, unity, tolerance, respect, responsibility, would flourish if we were not motivated to bring them to life. And so if we fail to master our motivation at an individual level, we unfortunately cannot be happy. If we fail to maintain our motives for goodness at societal level, all would be lost. What great heights could we reach if we truly activated our human motivation? Imagine how the world would change almost immediately if its citizens could turn on their motivation whenever desired for as long as desired. Would more people become free and happy? Would we have the stamina to end poverty? Would we build more schools? Might we end famine, eliminate disease, free those wrongly imprisoned, stop global warming, and achieve remarkable progress in every corner of the globe? Would billions more see their dreams come true? How different our society could be if true motivation ran deep, if all that apathy and aimlessness drifted away and our people were fired by a conscious mind and a consistent, committed heart. Imagine how the world would prosper. Imagine, just imagine, the freedom. This is a reachable possibility because motivation is stunningly simple to figure out and act upon. And so let us begin that path by demystifying why we do what we do. Wow. Was that incredible or what? I just read from the Motivation Manifesto, 9 Declarations to Claim Your Personal Power by author Brenda Burchard, a New York Times #1 bestselling author. You guys get this book into your success library because it can change your life. And so again, this is exactly why in the 5 powers of focus and action, as I talk to you about the questions of focus and action that you should be asking yourself, this is exactly why I ask that question and encourage you to ask it of yourself. Have I prepared my mindset for greatness? Because it has everything to do with self-empowerment, self-motivation. Let me share something with you ladies. You know, every day in the course of life, life causes us to live it on the surface because we push ourselves into the habits and fads of society because we are a human being. It's a natural process. But sometimes, most of us don't realize that we have to go beneath the surface of life, meaning you have to get out of the daily grind, waking up, getting in your car, going to work, or waking up, getting at your desk, working all day, dealing with the kids, helping everybody else do everything, making commitments with everybody else, saying yes to everybody else, but not doing anything for yourself. at some point, you have to stop being on the surface of life and allowing it to just take you on a roller coaster ride, and you have to go beneath the surface, and you just literally have to say, girlfriend, it is time for you to sit yourself down and really look at what you want out of life. You're not getting any older, and you can't keep putting off what it is that you want. So it's time for you to sit down and be true to yourself and learn that you don't need anybody to motivate you. You don't need anybody to say, good girl. You don't need anybody to authenticate you, to give you authorization to be great in your life. It was already pre-installed and given to you by God from the very, very beginning. And so I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to make a commitment today to embrace your passion, your purpose, who you want to be for yourself, and to know that if you believe it with unshakable faith, remember that level of belief so deeply rooted, it compels you to take swift and immediate action on all that you desire, on all that you want to experience, on your dreams and goals. Remember that if you believe in you, you can make it happen. You can make it happen. And if you guys stop being so stubborn and schedule that power talk so I can share with you how to create your $1 million cash flow blueprint, you'll have some money in your pocket. So look, I want all of you to understand that if you're going to be in business, you got to do it for real, right? You got to do it for real. It is 12:41 after the hour. Don't hang up. Don't click off, because I still have more powerful information to share. Let's go ahead and get right into today's topic, strategize your marketing. I want to share some things with you as we talk about overall developing your strategic plan for 2021. So let's get started with that, okay? Now, I've shared with you guys before that marketing is a system of strategies or methods used to pique the interest and attract your target customer to take action. That is so very, very important. I had someone that called me yesterday, a business associate of mine, and one of the things that he asked me, he was like, Trina, why do I have to do these marketing funnels? Nobody had to do marketing funnels before. Where did marketing funnels come from? Why do we have to develop a sales funnel and all of this stuff? Why can't we just give people the address to a page and say, go purchase that? So I want to share with you the answer that I gave to him. First of all, yes, you may be hearing a lot of buzzwords around building funnels, but what you need to understand is that it's just that. It's a word. The process of that has been around since the time of marketing, since business has been around, right? The process of marketing funnels. So as I explained to him is that what a marketing funnel helps to do is that it helps to reach the four psychology categories of people, because everybody is not the same, right? So you have people with different personalities. You have the analytical person. That is the person who might say to you, send me a sample of that product, or can you send me some information or a brochure on that? Let me read that. I'm interested, but I really would like to read it. Those are people who like to absorb every piece of information, dissect it for their own selves, research it, and then come back to you to determine whether or not they want it. Then you have the spring person. The spring person is like, everything is going to be all right. The world is good. That person may actually purchase the product right away because they go, oh, what a nice and lovely person. What a beautiful product. I would love to have that. Sure, I'll purchase it. That's a spring personality, right? But then you also have the winter personality, right? The winter personality is probably a very dogmatic personality. I call that the alpha personality, because the person wants what they want. They may order a product and call you the very next day and say, I didn't get my product yet. Where's my product? and not even giving it any time to be shipped via mail, right? Or if you say the product takes 3 days to get there, on the third day before the product even gets there, did you mail my product? Kind of a thing. That person is very, very retentive on what they want. And so, again, that's the winter personality. They go after what they want. And often it's the winter personality that really makes it to being millionaires and six-figure earners before others, because others have to work really hard at developing those skills, whereas the winter personality, they've been that way since they were babies, since they were kids. I mean, they were walking over to kids, taking their toys, and having kids follow them since they were little kids. That's the winter personality. And then you have the summer personality. Hey, it's time to party. They cannot stay focused to save their lives, but they want to party. Now, party not necessarily like being in the clubs, but I'm talking about they like social activities. They like to be around people. They would prefer to be talking all the time. And usually they are, they are individuals that are very good at the gift of gab because they like to talk to a lot of people. Summer people make people feel good. They are great motivational speakers, but they also have a problem with focus, right? And so when you're marketing, you have to be able to reach the multitude of personalities. You're not going to always have that person who just goes straight to the sales page and click the buy now button and money is in your account. Hey, that would be beautiful, but it doesn't happen as often. And then you're leaving a lot of money on the table by not reaching the other types of personalities, right? Which is the majority of people who eventually will come to purchase with you. So there is something in marketing that I want to explain to you, and it's called the law of average, and it has everything to do with numbers. Remember I told you guys that numbers will never lie to you. I cannot be further from just really about ready to jump out of my chair in excitement about numbers. Guys, I have been doing some incredible things lately that have on my cash flow that are generating thousands of dollars for me as I speak. Okay, I know what I'm talking about. Listen up. Listen up. The law of average says that for every so many people, you are always going to have a certain number of people that will follow you. And then of that number, you're going to have a certain number of people that are going to buy and purchase from you. So I really want you guys to catch the aha now on this as it pertains to marketing. And then I'm going to give you guys a little bit about, developing your strategy for the rest of this year, for 2021. So in the law of average, let's just say what you have to do, number one, is you have to have a lead generating system in order for the law of average to work, because the law of average has everything to do with numbers. Remember, the numbers will never lie to you, right? Remember that. So with the law of average, you have to first in marketing have a lead generation system. That could be a lead page. That could be a sales page. But what you have to do is keep the person focused. So the lead page and the sales page could actually look the same as your website, but it doesn't have a menu bar for people to get off the beaten path and start clicking all over the place instead of staying focused on what you want them to focus on. So that's the first thing. The next thing is that a lead or a sales page normally does not talk about multiple things, but it keeps a person focused on one particular thing. If you're generating leads, it's a video or a report that they can get, a free webinar or a sample product that they can get, and there's going to be a sign-up box for them to leave their name, their phone, and their email, right? So you're going to have that. But here's the thing. Not everybody, nobody is perfect. The lead generation system is not going to be a 100% every single person that signs up on your lead page is going to purchase something that you want them to. It doesn't work that way. Life doesn't work that way, right? So what you have to do is understand that the law of average can work on your behalf the more people you, the more qualified, and I want to make sure I say qualified, the more qualified people you have on your mailing list. Long gone are the going to networking events and everybody handing you their business card and you come home and just enter it into a database and upload it into your email marketing system without qualifying or knowing whether or not they are really interested in what you have, right? This is why in the world of marketing online, experts will tell you, you may not think that double opting in is important, but it really is unless the person has already given you permission to send a weekly email or communications to them. If they haven't, you're going to find a pushback and eventually people will start unsubscribing. And that's not what you want. So you have to, in addition to having a lead generation system, you have to make sure that you have set up your email marketing system to receive those individuals in that particular list. And then you have to make sure that you have created, here it comes, that you have created a funnel system. And all a funnel is that from the time a person signs up until the desired result is achieved, what are you going to be sending them out daily, every other day, two or three times a week in the form of email communication, right? What are you going to be sending out to them? And, of course, you always want to make sure that in everything you send out to your leads, you always want to end it with a special offer, a call to action towards a single product or service that you originally wanted them to purchase anyway. It's just reinforcement, right? Just reinforcement. So the law of average says then is that the more people you have on your mailing list, the higher probability of you making more money and more people clicking on the purchase button for your product or service. That is just very, very, very important. And that is something that you need to realize, right? And so I want to encourage you. I really, really, really want to encourage you that if you have not started properly building your mailing list, and if you have not determined a compelling offer, something that you can provide that proves your credibility, that gives you authenticity, that builds your authority, or proves that this product, a lot of people like this product, you definitely want to get it from me, then you need to start working on that. And I always share the story about a client who was upset that, you know, only 10 people signed up for her workshop, a live workshop. And when I asked her how many people does she have on her list, she said, I have 100 people on my list. And I said, well, then you can't be upset. That's actually very good that you had that. I think, yeah, that you had that many people attend. You actually had a 10% return, which is really above the norm. And she didn't understand that until I explained the law of average. So what did she need to do in order to see 100 people? She needed 1,000 people on her mailing list who were qualified leads, right? What if she wanted 1,000 people to attend her event or to look at her information? She needed 10,000 people on her list, right? What if she wanted 10,000 people to look at her event? She needed 100,000 people on her mailing list. You see, the law of average is all about an average amount, a percentage of everybody that is exposed to what you have to offer is always going to look at what you have, and then a percentage from that is then going to click and take you up on your offer. So the larger your list is being built, the more you are marketing to the multitude of personalities. And the faster your list grows, the more your sales is going to increase. So if you have these small mailing lists, don't get upset that more people are not purchasing from you. It's just the law of average working. And if you want it to work on your behalf, you need to get it to increase, right? And that's where marketing comes in at, because marketing is a system of strategies, again, or methods used to pique the interest and attract your target customers. So all marketing is supposed to do is bring people to your front door and get them to take some kind of action online, which is like in exchange for a free report, a sample product, a free webinar, or a course to get them into the system, and that tells you they're interested, so that you can properly market to them some more through what's called a sales funnel, right? And so that is why a funnel is so very, very important. After I finished talking with my business associate, he had all kind of bells going off in his head and aha moments, because it's like, I get it now. I see what you're saying. Oh, I was one-sided. I was thinking only one way. So now let's quickly talk about your marketing strategy, because this is really probably one of the biggest pieces of planning that you will have to do, okay? So first of all, this is what you need to understand and know. Are you in touch with your target audience? Do you really understand and know your target audience? Because if you don't, you really have to go back to the drawing board and figure that out. The next thing, once you know your target market, that's a good thing, because it's going to help you be able to set up Facebook ads. It's going to help you to be able to target and segment different types of people so that you can get better results, right? Then you need to be able to choose your marketing methods and determine, hey, going into 2021, these are the marketing methods that I want to have. And that would be whether you want to do the internet, you want to do some press releases, you want to do e-newsletters, social media, you want to market through your blog articles, and you want to always make sure on every blog entry that you have a call to action. You want to have landing pages, and you may even consider, if your business is doing well and the budget can be there, to even do some cable advertising, right? And then you have to look at, you know, does my business require me to do one-on-one presentations? If so, do I have a PowerPoint or a Google Slides presentation in place? And am I making sure that throughout that presentation, I'm staying focused with what I want them to do, call them to action in purchasing a product or retaining my services, right? Very, very important. And then as you look at your strategy, you also have to determine about the consistency. How am I going to market to people, my target audience? Well, first of all, you need to have an automated 24/7 system going on, so that even while you are sleeping, you're making money and generating leads. That is so very, very important. And so to build that system, that's where the lead page comes in at, right? And you have to make sure that you have all the right keywords to be optimized, so that when people search you in Google, when they search the word or the term that your product or service represents, it's going to be correct, right? This brings to mind two good resources for you to think about. Number one, when you are choosing a domain name, maybe you already have one domain that you have your main website tied up to, but maybe you want to consider another domain name with the exact keywords .com in order for it to generate and come up higher in the search engine rankings, right? So, for example, if you were selling gift baskets, right? Giftbaskets.com is probably already taken, right? But you may niche in a particular thing. So giftbasketsforbirthdays.com might be a thing, so that if somebody types in Google giftbaskets for birthdays, that domain is going to probably pop up in the top 10 search results. So you have to think about that as always. And then also you want to look at YouTube, because people are still not using YouTube properly. YouTube is owned by Google, and Google has made it possible for you to, as you upload your video, to put all of the keywords that pertain to that particular video, and that is huge, so huge, because guess why? Because it is going to allow you to have your video highly optimized in the search engines, which will bring people to you as well. So these are all marketing methods that you have to think about. But the one thing you need to include in your strategy is that you've got to have a marketing budget And I also want you to put in your strategy how you're going to close the sale. You have to develop a sales closing system, because all marketing does is bring people to your door, but it does not close the sale for you, okay? So with that said, there you have it. Some of the things that you need to be thinking about as you put together a marketing strategy for 2021. We're at the end of the show. We don't have any more time, but I want to say thank you so much for listening and tuning in today. Mark your calendar every Monday for 12 p.m. Eastern. This is Trina Newby saying have a productive and a powerful week. And hey, guys, I didn't get a chance to tell you everything about Lifestyle for Her, but we are doing huge webinars and pushing things out in the Women About Biz community on Facebook. So make sure you go take a look. And I want you guys to know that it is up to you to be as successful as you want to be. The sky is the limit. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.